This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. You don't need to promote yourself when you are a man or a woman after God's own heart. We saw in our last visit that God selected David because of what God saw in his heart. After being anointed by Samuel to be the next king, David went back to his family chores. He was both humble and patient. When Saul, the reigning king, was troubled by an evil spirit, it was decided to find someone who could play the harp. This would be a way to assuage his spirit. In 1 Samuel 16, one of Saul's servants answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." What an impressive resume! In addition to playing the harp, he was brave, a warrior, eloquent, and fine-looking. He was fit for service in the palace. And then, almost as an afterthought, he was known as having the Lord with him. That was his most important quality. Everything positive that David did in his life was the direct result of the Lord being with him. When he played his harp for Saul, it had a positive effect. When he confronted Goliath the giant, he went forth with a few stones and confidence that God was with him. He was not disappointed. God enabled him to slay Goliath, and the armies of Israel then routed the Philistines. God's victory through David propelled him into leadership without his even wanting it. He didn't have to promote himself. God promoted him through others and his victories. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.